Facebook can be a very confusing realm.
And we agree with you on that. It's very confusing, considering we're all making up how to use it all the time, always, and no one has told us how to use it.
And that's why we have this podcast for you. Good Help Podcast helps you navigate the pitfalls of social media behavior.
Yeah, don't do stuff wrong. We have someone on the show, his name is my co-host, and he shows you he does everything wrong. I mean, that's what I think, and I think he does everything wrong, and we take turns hosting the show, and like one week it's about how Deepu is wrong about using Facebook, and the next week it's about, Deepu admitting how wrong he is about using Facebook. It's lots of different episodes.
Sometimes there's an episode about how serious you fucking handle everything, so...
Well, am I? That's, you're pretty serious too, Mr. Grumpy Pants.
I don't know.
This is where... And listen to the comedy happening already. We're going to take turns telling you how to use Facebook and social media caringers the way you want. If you don't know what a caringer is, listen to the show. You might hear the explanation, but you also might have picked up that it's a word I made up. And that is what it is. I made it up. So don't listen. Do listen. But don't expect... that.
Go to hell. Welcome to Go to Hell Podcast, Mike edition of the Metric Saga Meter.
What are you doing? Do an ad.
Fire Fan or Audible?
Well, the Fire Fan just got a free ad, so congratulations, Fire Fan.
Go to audibletrial.com/go to hell and enjoy the free trial of audiobooks. And support the show, audibletrial.com/go to hell.
I wanted to start so quickly because I was legitimately enjoying doing, saying, turn me all the way the fuck up. Turn me all the way the fuck up, man.
Let's bring a Wu-Tang energy today. What do you think?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I love that fucking, all an episode of a podcast could be is like that fake pre-studio ramble of like,
all the shout outs.
Oh man, I just love that kind of bullshit. Like, cause I think the thing with there's certain albums. I don't want to get too much into my music expertise because there's none. Uh-huh. But there's certain albums like Exile on Main Street and, you know, famously Wu-Tang and Shaolin, where you live. You live near Shaolin. Uh-huh. But there's certain albums where you believe, like, yeah, like when they're saying that horse shit in the studio, like, yeah, that's some horse shit they probably were shouting in the studio because, like, they were just doing whatever they could to party and make this album good.
It's all about the upsell, Mike. They're trying to convince the listener that they have a lot of friends, that they make a lot of money. I'm sick of it. I want a humble rapper.
No. See, opposite. Opposite with me. I like the pageantry. I don't like the fake pageantry when, like, you know, I'm not going to say that country artists will do it a lot. We're like, I know how country music is made. I'm not, again, no expertise, but it's like some of the highest budget music, you know, pop country. And so they're trying to pretend like, oh, there's this little cute in studio moment where I'm like, oh, hey, you know, oh man, I can't hear let me tune my guitar or something stupid like that. And you're like, this is not how that's happening.
Yeah,
don't.
Toby Keith did not put 25 cents into a machine to record his album.
Exactly.
Yeah. He didn't.
Exactly. Oh, my phone went off. That's very inappropriate.
Toby Keith has a gold ottoman, probably.
Can I say something before we... Because this is a podcast about social media. Can I say some fucking shit before we start?
I hope you do.
Do not... Okay, so there's a mode on your phone, if you don't know this. If you have an iPhone. If you don't have an iPhone, like, just don't talk to me. But there's a mode on your iPhone where... Deepu doesn't have an iPhone. That's why the conversation got quiet. there's a mode on your iPhone called Do Not Disturb. And it's supposed to be an in-between between airplane mode, which I guess people know now is like no calls, like no internet, just phone, basic primitive phone, phone hungry, phone want woman, you know, phone afraid of Jaguar.
Jason Bourne mode. I'm off the grid.
My Jason Bourne is a lot better in person. Shit. I do this because I make fun of, okay, you want to do a good Jason Bourne, is that Jason Bourne like moves his head side to side in a lot of movies. It's like the Jason Bourne joke is that he'll look side... Not Jason Bourne. What was it? Jason Statham? What were you doing? Jason Bourne stuff?
Jason Bourne, yeah. Matt Damon.
Oh. Well, it's not really as much fun. I was doing Jason Statham.
That's fine. Transporter.
Okay, Jason Statham. David, what are you... My Jason Statham gets confused. Like, so tell me, this is just the intro, Jesus. Okay, wait, so do not disturb mode on your phone is supposed to stop notifications, but there are apps where if you don't turn the notifications off, it still notifies you.
You also have an old-ass phone, so maybe...
No, I don't have an old-ass phone at all. I'm not even going to let this bit continue. I have an iPhone 6. Kneel before me, you goddamn peons. You fucking... other groundlings, you bottom feeders, I have an iPhone fucking 6, okay? So the dude, and it's updated now, okay? That's what I did this week, because there were some security concerns, so I was like, I don't have any apps that are really like, you know, I don't do too many, like, the apps that I'm using for video and stuff like that, and audio, which is why I usually don't update, they're not going to be affected by the update anymore, and I'm not doing anything experimental. Let's go ahead, let's do it. And I should have this should work the best. It should be working. Why doesn't it work?
You sound like such a spoiled child right now, man. It should work. Everything is magic at my will.
Can I say? I feel that a lot of times. But let me say, it should fucking work. Okay, you pay a lot for this phone.
Don't disturb me.
Don't. I don't know how simple that is. Let's bring in the show.
This is Go to Hell Podcast meter episode of the Metric Saga Mike Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
So my Jason Statham gets confused, is my impression of Jason Statham. So ask me like just some regular, you know, action movie kind of plotty thing. Like, you know, we need to get somewhere or fuse whatever.
Oh, Jason, we have to go to the military base and find out the secret plans. What do we do?
Wait a minute. Now you're telling me that, hold on. What did you tell me? No, it's not a... What did you say? Because I wasn't necessarily not listening, but I heard bass. Let's go bass jumping. What did you say? Say it again. I'm sorry.
My acting coach is giving me a sign. All right, yeah. Okay, I think we're good to go.
It's in the movie?
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd continue the bit, but that's fine. The key to the Statham, if you want advice from me, the key to the Jason Statham is my Jason Statham is turn your head side to side. Now, and move your eyebrows up and down as you do it. It's a lot like The Rock. Like, Jason Statham and The Rock do the same move, but The Rock is much more charismatic and fun, while Jason Statham is looking side to side as if to say, I don't really know what's on my left side. Uh-oh, I forgot. As looking to my left, I forgot what was on my right. Oh, look to the right, forgot what's on the left. Jason Statham is constantly a kid crossing the street for the first time in movies.
There's one Jason Statham movie that...
there's one?
The one I'm trying to talk about, there's at least one.
Okay, there's more than one. There's at least one. Don't take us on that fact. There's at least one.
No, I know. There's many of at least one
Don't
series.
Say lies!
But that's
we
my
don't
thing.
Know that there's more than one.
Anyway, there's one where Jason, the main character, is talking with a principal character about Madeline cookies, and that's all I
That
remember.
Is the transporter one. It's that's not a principal character. Okay. It's an amazing episode, and he's not talking to him in that. It's actually the girlfriend, sex slave that he ends up becoming. Like, that's a difference, is that things get so lost in the world of storytelling that, like, that first movie has all this heart and weirdness to it where, like, it's not really in love and he doesn't want to be in love with the sex slave he's transporting. It's a very complicated movie as opposed to the other ones, which are just sort of pure tat. But why blame them? Because the idiots are the ones that show up to the movie, not me, you know? I show up to anything. I don't care.
Most people I know are just – they just like the button that changes the license plate. That's what they care. That's the main takeaway.
Pretty dope.
On the cookies. They focus on that.
Yeah, they took that from Bond, though. Bond had that. That was like a big – I don't know. Like, when you really think about spy stuff, is mm-hmm. there some cool things that, like, even getting away with a small thing, like, you think of that as a small thing, but if you could get away with that, like, you could get away with a lot of crime. Yeah. Like, if you could get away with changing your license plate, you could do, it's a really hard crime because that's super illegal, and they monitor those things, and they make sure you don't steal license plates.
I was thinking about the machine gun-mounted guns on the car today, actually. I was thinking, like, man, I could have used this today.
You could, really?
I was stuck in some bad traffic, that's all.
And so, and then you would have been stuck in some bad traffic with a guy with machine gun holes in his trunk.
Yeah, really. But I would have blown off some steam, you know? Would have felt better.
You know, that is a good point about driving. Not your point, that was stupid. But a good point about driving is, yeah, we can't use our phones, but there needs to be something. We need, like, there's, people hit their cars, and that always looks so crazy. There needs to be something to let it out, to gas that thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just like a speed bag hanging over just the middle of
you
the
can't
console.
Look away. You can't look away from the road.
You're looking at the road. You're looking at the road. You're speed bagging with your right wrist. That's all.
I think people will be tempted to look at it. I don't want to tempt people. Something like the horn. The problem is that if you're ever angry and just in a car, not in traffic, there is nothing more satisfying than laying on that horn. Like, the problem is that the sensation of pushing in that big button and, like, that loud noise going off is so perfect for letting out steam. Like, it's if the horn was, like, I don't know, like a trigger, no one would be that, you know, enthusiastic about pressing the horn when they were angry. It just so happens that, like, this Pee Wee Herman style, you know, button in the middle of your car that goes bonk, like, yeah. That is the perfect I might get a shit. I might get a car, like, horn in my office so that when I'm angry, I can just be like, bah.
I did some speed bagging yesterday. Last night, I was jerking off, and I had the flu.
Do you actually have the flu?
I just had body aches, and my nutsack was kind of sore, so.
I think you have chlamydia.
I might, but point is, you know, I was doing the motions that are involved in such an activity, and I was basically treating my nutsack like a speed bag. Just boom, 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 boom.
You know, that's a theory. I don't know where people have landed on it, but bodybuilders and boxers for years have debated this idea of not or to not have sex before and near a match.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. That there's that famous scene in there, but it is hotly contested.
I agree. I'm actually part of the online community called NoFap. So I am actually on the side of it where not jerking off not just helps you with small physical tasks, but actually just turns you into like some mini Super Saiyan in all aspects of your life.
I could not disagree more. I think every single person, if I have my druthers, you know, like in Shark Tank or like game shows, they'll have it where the person gets to, you know, like who wants to be a millionaire when you know, Regis goes, "Now you sure about that?" And they have some conversation and the guy's like, "Well, I know Peyton Manning. I know Peyton Manning's the middle one. And I know that Shaquille O'Neal was one of many children."
You think that, like, guy's a full bag?
What I think needs to happen is that moment where, you know, in Shark Tank, the person leaves the room to debate stuff, or someone has these secret moments of whether to take the physical challenge in Double Dare. Given my druthers, everybody at every decision would jerk off in between. You know, not just men and women would you like fries with that? And then it cut to the back room where they have to decide, you know, can you give me a minute? They jerk off and they go, "No, I don't want fries with that." I'm genuinely convinced that the time it would take for people to do that and how much better society would get would be like the time away, even if you're jerking off, let's say 60 times a day for every decision you make, the world would still be a better place.
I fucking hope they make people do that. I would be happier.
I think everybody would function so much better. The president would be drained. Like, what's that stat? Like, presidents and teachers would be physically pruned. Isn't there that stat that, like, no one makes more decisions than teachers other than, like, the president? Or even teachers make more. Like, it's this weird thing of that your job is not necessarily, like, even if it's hard, like a scientist, like, the scientific process doesn't necessarily involve choice. Mm. It involves, like, processes and you know, equations, as opposed to, like, a teacher which has to choose, you know, oh, who you pick on.
There's a lot of gray area.
What do you do
area.
About a problem? Yeah, you have to make all these choices.
How to be nice to, do you be nice to a child? Do you discipline him? All the micro.
Do you be nice to a child? Do you light them on fire? I mean, I'm yeah. faced with, yeah, what about me? I'm faced with that decision every day. I see someone, do I light you on fire?
There is a word for being lit on fire, so you kind of want to respect the language and allow people to light themselves on fire.
You know, in terms of being wrongs and facts, I almost corrected you on a fact. Yeah. I almost corrected you on a fact, like, yesterday, and then I looked it up because I thought I might be wrong. I didn't know frugalness, which was what you used, I didn't know that was a word. I thought you could only say frugality. And I was like, I was about to lay into you about making fun of frugalness. And I was like, I should see if it's a word.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is. It's absolutely a word.
You know, I do that a lot. I'll just use a word and it just happens to be a word because I'm just so in tune with the English language. We're like this, it's like the force.
There was one argument you could have made there, which was to say English is a living language. And you chose to instead
call it the force.
Yeah, call it the force and say you have magic space wizard powers. Congrats. Yep.
The English language is around us. It's within us.
Consonants flow within you.
Oh,
you too will.
Is your power
consonant.
Generator not working? Let me just shoot it with some English. Sorry.
Luke. I before E except after C.
No! Yeah. That's impossible!
Other Star Wars quotes.
Star Wars. Let's just do all of Star Wars, but with grammar jokes. Go.
A long time ago in an English class far, far away.
Okay, and that's a good one.
You go.
I'm taking my comma with me into the tree.
Only what you bring with you.
The quote's the quote I wanted to do is the same. Okay, you go.
We got these plans. Many people died for them. Punctuation mark.
Oh, shit! I was going to do that!
Dude, I am just about out. If you ask me again, I'm going to make one up.
You're out of quotes?
I'm out of Star Wars quotes.
Really?
Wait, no. I could do a TIE fighter whizzing past the screen. Just make it, like, make it English-related. I don't know. I don't want to be...
Diegetic!
do Wookiees yell the word gerund ever?
This was the stupidest thing we've ever said on the show.
It's up there.
We were doing one before. I kind of want to start the show like Rogue One, like the TIE fighter scenes. Like that's how me and you people don't know that. Like when we are starting the show, we do it like we're at an airbase.
I hope this ends like Rogue One and we all die.
Oh, come on. Spoilers. Some people didn't care about that movie.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Who gives a shit? Can't wait until that rolls back around. Oh, man, it's going to be great. It's going to, okay, we obviously, we have a pledge to not talk about Star Wars and things like that for a year, not to spoil things, but I can't wait. My excited thing about, people are like, oh, I can't wait to see what they do with, you know, Princess Leia and what will she wear? Does she wear socks? Like, I don't know what the fuck Star Wars fans are talking about. They're unbearable. But I can't wait until like 10 years from now when the nerd tide comes in again. Because I grew up at the end of the nerd tide where I loved Star Wars. And I can't wait for 10 years from now when no one gives a shit about Star Wars again and kids that talk about it are weirdos.
I can't even picture that. I can't even imagine what that's like.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for that. I can't wait until these superhero movies end and everybody's like, are you talking about superheroes? That's so lame. We're all painting our toads or whatever people will be doing.
Can't wait to meet those super nerdy kids 10 years from now that are beaten into lockers while saying, I thought the original trilogy was okay.
That's a hack joke. But you did it on my episode, so it counts as my hackery. So it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay.
So what do you got planned today, Mike? What do we have planned today?
Oh, there's a lot planned today. I mean, more on the second half. I'm still enjoying our conversation now. I've been listening to a lot of radio stuff lately.
Like what?
Because I think, I think about radio a lot. Like, I think about ham radio. I think maybe, like, I might learn
hard
about
as
ham.
A motherfucker radio.
Hard as a motherfucker radio, which is good because, well, I was saying Serrano ham radio, which is radio that's been cured in salt for 10 weeks. But
ham, egg, and cheese radio, my favorite radio.
I think like ham radio is an interesting form of social media that perhaps people aren't talking about.
I mean, I'm sure it's still going on, but I mean, on the coasts where many people are existing, it is not a factor.
No, I don't think it's illegal on the coast.
It's not illegal. Oh, you know what? You're about to lay into me about how people in even in modernized cities fuck with ham radios. And you know what? Go ahead. Prove that.
What do you mean, prove that?
This is what you do.
I said I was pondering about it.
You're pondering about it? Okay. So
I'm trying to keep up the fucking Wu-Tang vibe going on in this podcast.
Yo,
that's
shout out to my man Bacon Bits.
Your
my
bacon bits.
My homie Alfredo Nipples.
Alfredo Nipples.
my sister.
How much better does everything sound when someone repeats it? That's what I want in life. Keep doing it. I'm going to do it for you.
Just say
anything. You don't even have to give shout outs. Just say anything.
Dressers are Asian.
No. You got to say it with confidence. Whatever your thing is, you got to say it. Because otherwise, that's shitty. There's never been an unsure rapper.
I could start that. That could be my thing.
Hi, I'm MC. Oh, please, likely.
I mean, I guess I like pussy.
I'm MC. Your booty's fine. Not fine. Like, isn't damn, you're fine. But like, it's okay. I don't want to talk about your booty.
All right. I guess I'm just gonna confidently yell out sections at Whole Foods. Yo, the loose tea station.
Loose tea station.
Yo, yogurt walnut bars.
Yogurt
homie.
Walnut bars.
The seaweed salad, baby.
That seaweed's from the ocean, bitch.
Poultry. Fresh from the farm.
From the you don't even care where it's from. I pull chickens out your face.
There's a wine section and they charge a premium.
I don't have a corkscrew. I buy the twist off
Smirnoff.
Smirnoff tastes like bullshit. It does taste like bullshit. Any drink, I just want to say this. Uh-huh. Any drink where you can't describe it is not really worth drinking.
You know. I'm gonna need an example there.
Red Bull. The fuck's a Red Bull?
It's a citrusy energy beverage.
Is it citrus? I've never had one.
So is that not good enough a description for you?
Sugar gets in the way of caffeine, I find. A lot of people who like caffeine, you know, I'm sort of known as liking caffeine, but a lot of people who like caffeine like these sugary energy drinks. I sort of gave that up when I was younger.
Yeah, I'm always amazed by how many adults consume them. It's not smart.
I'm not saying that it's not smart. It is smart. I just think get your drugs in pill form or stop messing around with calories, you know? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that gets in the way of it processing too. It's already a mild drug. Don't put calories in the way of it getting to your brain.
Well, I think that's the point of 5-hour energy. It's basically the Red Bull without all that extra crap in
it. It has sugar in it, and also it tastes like dick. Just do pills. Like, they make no-dos. That is for the person who, see, 5-hour energy is childish. I don't think energy drinks are childish. This is the last thing we're going to talk about before the break. 5-hour energy is childish. Energy drinks is, it's a soda with more caffeine. Great. I understand you. I understand where you're coming from. It's just a soda with a lot of caffeine. You like sweet tastes. You don't like bitter tastes. I get you. We're on the same page. Okay. You take no-dos to get your energy up. Fine. I get you too. You don't want any interference. 5-hour energy is for the person who wants mommy to come in with the Dimetapp and tell them they have to take this medicine because it'll make them energy better.
Whoa. I resent that statement. My
you
father,
should resent it.
My father knows a guy who started that company.
Gosh. I can't believe this is so personal for you.
It's an Indian guy. That it's a fiber energy.
I know, but I clearly insulted you. I didn't know this was in your family.
Yep.
It was a guy your dad knows?
Yeah. Two degrees.
I stepped over the line. I can't believe I did that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my father that
you have to.
Yeah, I mean, we might have to just not put this episode out there because
it's damning, quite frankly.
It's very.
Let's go to the ad section.
Yeah. we need to end the segment right now. We have to just go.
Mike and Deepu, shout your shit.
Hey guys, audibletrial.com/go to hell is where you should go to support the show. Get a free trial for audiobooks. Audiobooks are awesome.
What I've realized? People might not understand the concept, and that might be why they don't want to go to audibletrial.com/go to hell. Deepu, have you heard of, and I know if you don't understand a word I'm using, just say something. You know, our show is all about learning information.
Okay.
So, have you ever heard of books? I know, it sounds crazy. You ever heard of books? It sounds like not a word.
But for the listeners that haven't,
By the way,
we actually defined
real,
books on an episode not too long ago.
I think we did. Yeah. But on the real, books is one of those old words where it does make no sense.
Why is that?
It's just a stupid sounding word. Books.
Yeah, I prefer tome. T-O-M-E.
Tome. Have you heard of tomes? Obviously, we've all heard of tomes. But these tome, like a tome is another one. They're just sort of sounds. There's these certain words that are so old that they're just like, ugh, you know, book.
Yeah, well, there was a big dispute. I mean, you know, like how a couple years ago, HD DVD.
I can't imagine whatever you're going to say is big.
No, I mean.
A few years ago, oh my God, HD DVD. We should do 9 podcasts about my obsession with the format of HD DVD.
I would love to do that, but let me just say this really quick. Not too long ago, when the next CD format was kind of being decided for the next level of capacity, it was Blu-ray versus HD DVD. Am I wrong?
You are correct. Keep going.
Those are the two competitors. Much in the same way, a long time ago, so first there were scrolls, right? Mm-hmm. And then the book, Sony made the book. So, I mean, it was kind of a competing thing.
And you know, the thing was, Columbia had the scrolls. And they had all the big artists. Uh-huh. You know, Ella Fitzgerald was on Scroll.
Columbia Records.
This was all at the same time. Wham was on Scroll at Columbia. You know, you got to think about this era of books and scrolls. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's all in the same era. The Big Bopper was on Scroll, but on tomes, as you know, you know, and you got to think about this era. This era of tomes. Dr. Dre was on tomes.
Huge.
Skrillex was on tomes. This was the young people format. Mm-hmm.
Audiobooks.
What are we saying? What the fuck are we doing? Audibletrial.com/go to hell. Do it. Get a free audiobook. Let's go back to the show. Radio stuff. We're doing radio voices. The thing I've been cracking up the most about on radio is that they make reggae stations. They'll make those guys do copy, which just hurts the copy and the station. It's like my new favorite thing. It's like, welcome, hello, you're listening to the sound of the Caribbean. Like, you know, for everyone suffering, everyone living together, everyone love each other. This song is about being growing up in poverty. And now, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you have debt problems. Call Baumstein and Schloam to fix your debt problems. It's like, what the fuck? You just ruined the whole vibe and your company.
I don't have a problem with it. I loved it. I mean, I think you should work at this reggae station because that was the best thing I've ever heard. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, listening out there, we're going to every soothing sound of the Caribbean coming to you.
When you said you're listening to radio, switch
to Verizon. More coverage, more areas. Verizon Wireless, $6.99 a month plus $4.99 plus $5.99.
Get your 5G and the Jamaican beef patty, man.
Okay, well, mine was sort of a genuine parody. Notice I didn't say mon. Which is, you know, this is all I'm saying, because I was talking about a radio caster I am
under the weather. I'm firing at all cylinders here. I'm taking whatever I got in the tank about Jamaicans, and I'm going to put it out there.
My favorite is this tri-state New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, because it's just the best.
When you told me you were listening to radio, I could have swore you were going to talk about, like, a bigger radio program, like Coast to Coast or Rush Limbaugh or something, and you were like, local reggae.
I love local. You think Coast to Coast is a big radio program. I love you. Like a big radio program, like Coast to Coast?
Well, I was going to say Howard Stern, but that's not even on radio anymore.
It's not on radio.
I wouldn't even count that in a way.
Yeah. Well, at least these formats are changing. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. You've been injured. Get your lawsuit.
Sorry, no CODs, man.
New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, the Doubletree Hotel is having a conference. What the fuck are you doing? Just spend $20 more to have someone record an ad. It ruins the state. It's like my favorite. Then the other thing I love now is I do weather and traffic news, but I do it for everything. Because that is just ridiculous. Like the way they're like 4 on the 5, 5 on the up on the 405, it's clogged. Up on the 907, it's broken. And then the 305 is gone. And we don't know where the road is. Weather tonight, cloudy with a chance of cloudy on another side of cloudy. The moon will be out.
Listen, like, you could easily write it off and say it's obsolete, but does that 60-year-old broadcaster need to hear that bullshit from you? No.
No, but what I'm saying is that I love that. Let's go full newspeak and do every story as, like give me this topic and I'll do the news story for that, in that same style.
Okay. 8 kids died in a nightclub shooting.
Downtown, a lot of people dead, a lot of people crying. That's it. Just quick.
John Montone, 10-10, wins sports.
How do you know that, but you don't know Yolanda Vega?
Yolanda Vega.
No. You can't just. This is the second racist thing you've done. You can't. You get two a show. That's
Hold
it.
Where's my maracas? There they are.
All right, well, it's less racist that you actually have maracas, I guess. I don't know. I guess vote in. Send your votes to say. Whether it's more or less racist.
Who's Yolanda Vega?
I'll do science news. Who's Wait. Yolanda Vega? I mean, we're just making too many references. These people are just going to be Googling everything. 10-10 wins. You guys drunk all the time.
We give you 22 minutes. You give us a head job. At the radio station, I'm very lonely.
You give us 7 minutes. We'll give you a bad blowjob. You ever watch porn? Takes a while. That's all I'm saying. What do you think you are? I want to. One time, someone asked me about the eroticism of people blowing men. You know, oral sex for men, and they were very shocked when I was like, "Yeah, I don't think anyone with an unhinged jaw is an appealing look." The idea that was an element of it didn't occur to them. It was like watching someone learn Santa Claus isn't real. Like, it was crazy.
You're saying you don't care if someone has an unhinged jaw?
I'm saying when someone puts a dick in their mouth, anyone puts a dick in their mouth, they look like a snake eating a rat.
No. That's what I'm saying. There's some girls.
Yeah, no. That. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You don't think that's it because you're trying to deny it. You're trying to keep these happy memories you have. Well, all I see is pet feeding.
Listen, you're okay. By saying that, you're already like. You're discrediting half my spank bank, so...
Yeah, I know. I know what I'm doing. I'm making... All right, let's talk about the main subject of the show. Welcome to the show about Facebook. Deepu, have you noticed anything fun about my Facebook?
No, I actually unfollowed you on Facebook.
Ooh, fun. Great. I deactivated.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Why? Why did you do that?
Not only... Oh, why? I tell you why, because I didn't. I actually requested it to be deleted. So you have your next episode to convince me to log back in, and which will trigger the account not being deleted, which takes 14 days.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of pressure on me to give a fuck.
You say check, I say checkmate.
So, well, isn't the point of me on this podcast to be better than you at Facebook? So you quitting is me winning.
It's more like a did not finish.
Did not finish.
A no compete. You have no you if you can't convince me to fight the fight, you know, you don't get any. If you're I would disqualify.
Why are you deactivating, buddy? What happened?
Here's what I'll tell you.
Show me where they touched you.
Oh, yes. Well, I wish. Maybe. Maybe I'd still be on it. But it has nothing to do with anyone I interacted with. And here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I've learned about Facebook. First of all, I'm not allowed to have opinions. And I think that as a journalist, which I try to be, and I'll tell you this. Firstly, I think we've learned the whole story. Let me say that. I think we've figured it out. I think we've learned all there is to know. I'm being serious here. We've been doing this 17, 18, 19 episodes around there.
Are you breaking up with me?
No. no, I still think the show is incredibly worth doing. But from a journalistic standpoint, I'm not sure I'm learning anything else by being on there. And I'll tell you why, because I think what I've learned is this. And this is why I'm not going to tell you why I logged off Facebook. It has nothing to do with someone being mean to me, which is, I guess, a reason people list all the time. And I didn't post something saying, oh, you know, I'm leaving you all. Like, I didn't do some Blanche Devereaux shit where I'm very dramatic. Yeah. Scarlett O'Hara shit with my hand to my forehead.
No suicide note. You just fucking hung yourself, and you're waiting for, you're hoping no one runs in the door.
Now, two racist things and something insensitive to people committing suicide, and that's pushing your tab. But let me tell you what I know about Facebook now, and let me tell you why I didn't post anything, and let me tell you why I'm not going to say why I left Facebook, which, again, nobody was mean to me, and even the people that we've talked about being mean to me, that's not a reason to stop doing something.
Uh-huh.
A, I've learned everything I've learned. B, if I'm being perfectly honest, Facebook is, being on Facebook, the fun of it is being on Facebook. If I'm being honest about the show and someone promoting the show, we get 6 hits. Only 6 of you out of 3,800 plus, 6 of them come from Facebook, even though the show is about Facebook. So,
strange, yeah.
That's true.
Well, so 4,000. People hate self-promotion.
They don't hate self-promotion. That's a stupid thing to say. People love self-promotion. They want it done interestingly. So you've got that line of 6 people coming to. So, you know, I also think it's a feat of mine in doing this show to give up 4,300 friends, because it shows people that I'm just doing this as an experiment. It shows people that this show has always been about what we can learn about Facebook by using it and playing with it like a little toy. You know, I think that that's an important thing to do, that it means something to give up a large amount of friends on Facebook. It means something for the integrity of the show.
Interesting.
I think.
Okay.
And let me say the last thing, which is, I'm not going to tell you why I left Facebook, because people, the one thing I've learned on Facebook, that, and this is an opinion, not, it's not journalistic, is that people don't want to be spoon-fed opinions. The reason you see people avoiding people they disagree with or just fighting, and, you know, they don't want to be spoon-fed your feelings and make you make them feel that it's fact, or that people have to feel this way, and if they don't feel that way, well, then fuck you. Because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I'm not on it. That's all I'm saying. And so, the reasons, I'm not going to tell you, because they're the reasons that they are. But not being on it is what's happening. People don't like it when you push it on them. That's all I've learned from Facebook. It's not about self-promotion. They don't like where it's like when someone, you know, when someone breaks up with someone and the person treated them like shit.
Uh-huh.
And then they bring them up in this positive way, and you just want to, like, shake the person and go, like, they treated you like garbage, you know? That's how I think people don't want to feel on Facebook. They don't want to feel this thing of you saying this opinion and this awkward fall of silence, you know, not in the room necessarily, but metaphorically, where they're like, I don't feel that way at all.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I still don't see why you had to deactivate your account. You could just not log on.
Delete.
Or delete.
You have to convince me to log on again next week, and it will stop the deletion.
Well, we all know how good I am at making points, so goodbye your Facebook account.
Well,
you might as well just delete it now, because there's no way I'm convincing you of anything.
Well, it's already deleted. You would have to stop the process.
Right.
I've done this before, too.
I've deleted an old Facebook account.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. I don't want to really share my opinion as the difference between not logging on and logging on or whatever. I believe that just having the account is the same as it being there. I think that there's let's talk about the elements that I want to talk about, which is the idea that, you know, I would still have that credit on the show if I never logged back in, you know.
I think so. Yeah, I would respect that.
Right, but it's more respectful, I think, to just get rid of it and say, you know, a little bit of a moment of being the Joker here and saying, you know, it doesn't mean anything to me. It didn't mean anything to me. And I think that people who feel, you know, frustrated with all social media, I don't think that, but if I were to come on here and list any number of reasons I can tell you to get off any social media stuff or the internet, like I could list any reasons to get off anything, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I could find reasons, but I think that people who are frustrated will be more relieved by me just saying, yeah, I deleted it. It's not a big deal. I deleted it. It's, you know, I think that my sacrifice in this case, which isn't a big one, will relax people. They'll hear that and they'll go, yeah, like it really isn't a thing.
Here's why I think deleting your account is bad for your online persona.
Ooh, okay, let's hear that.
Because you, I think, okay, so I can only speak for myself, but if I saw that someone who joined Facebook not too long ago, added 4,300 people not too long ago, like within a short span of time, which is a unique behavior, and then suddenly deleted their account, that to me feels like a bunch of red flags. I feel maybe. Like this guy came to do for a particular purpose, did not get what he wanted, and now he's running with his tail between his legs.
Whoa. How could anyone say I didn't get what I want?
Because, I mean, if you can get more, then you'd be getting more.
We have tons of friends. My posts get hundreds of likes. My videos get hundreds of views.
Right.
My posts get dozens and dozens of comments. My goal was to engage people, and I did that. But not everything gold stays. And I think that if my point is to relax people about social media, deleting it is the ultimate symbol. Deleting it says, don't worry. Hey, look, if you're actually trying to gather all these friends and you're trying to do this, don't worry. Don't worry if you're worried about what people think about you. You're worried about starting this, stopping this, what it means that you log on, even all these questions we pose on the show. What I'm saying symbolically is, hey, you know, don't worry about it. The consonants flow within us.
Mm.
The vowels surround and bind you.
I gotta say I appreciate what you're doing, man. It's something that I think people need to be more aware of, that you can just delete your Facebook account and your life will be okay, and you'll still meet people and you'll still be happy.
It is not an anti-Facebook thing, which is what we've said about the show always, is that what we've done on the show is never anti-Facebook. It is
anti the people of Facebook.
No, I wouldn't. It's never that. It's, for me, it is. Okay, for you it can be, but it's never me, the users, or even the programmers. It's not about that. For me, it has always been questioning. For me, my purpose on the show has always been, why do you do that? In not a negative way, in a very childlike way almost. You know, like kids ask why a lot, not to annoy you, but because they genuinely are confused. And I think asking that on my side to say, why are you doing that? Not to make you to stop, but just to say, be a little existential about your life is good for you sometimes. And I think that me doing this symbolically shows the other end of the spectrum. Yes, you can enjoy this thing, but yes, you can also not enjoy it. Because I think there's a lot of people who would love the heights that I climbed to in the short amount of weeks. They would love to have all those friends. They'd love to have all the posts and likes and comments and the engagement, which are great, which I thought were some of the best philosophical debates I've seen on the internet. Not because of my presence there, but because of other people's. It was a great part of the experiment. But I think at that same time, for those people who are hungry for this thing that I'm good at obtaining, I think they'll be relaxed to hear, if Deepu doesn't convince him next week, well, then it's gone forever.
Yeah, you're just a wooden boat drifting off into the Japanese sunset.
Right, and yeah, exactly. Whatever crazy shit Deepu just said. Yeah, so you hear that? Like, that relaxes you because you didn't say that. Because you're not that insane. What, Deepu? What?
I was just thinking of that.
Why did you drag
ceremony?
The Japanese into it?
I was thinking of that famous funeral ceremony. They make candles for dead people and they just send it away.
Oh, like from Pokemon?
Something like that.
I think you're thinking of the episode of Lavender Town from Pokemon.
No, I've seen it in numerous iterations of Japanese things. They do it a lot.
Yeah, Pokemon.
And Pokemon.
Setting fire away is in a lot of cultures. Pushing fire like away from you.
Yeah. I like to, whenever there's a funeral ceremony like that and people are sending off balloons with like pictures of the loved ones on it, I like to be on a boat like a quarter mile in and with a skeet rifle and just shoot them all down. And collect the images and sell them back to them like the pawns that they are.
So this is sort of a sea grave robbing? if I'm understanding it.
Yeah. Aquatic grave
robbing. Hold on. I want to make sure I understand it. Viking funerals in the world you live in are so profitable and common that you live near them, where you take your canoe, I guess you own or rent.
I rent.
With a gun. And so you show up to the canoe place with a gun-shaped bag at the very least. And
No. I bring it unassembled, so it looks like it's a school bag. It's in my school bag.
Okay. And then you drop it down on the canoe, and it tips over because it's like a 10-pound thing. It's junk.
It's actually a penguin-shaped paddle boat.
Don't the people, like, they push it out to sea, and don't they see or hear the gunshot? I don't know.
I go out of eye range, and I don't use actual guns. I use, like, what's it called? The thing from A Christmas Story.
A pellet gun?
Pellet gun.
Or a BB gun?
BB gun.
Yeah.
One of the two. It's a hypothetical. I didn't mean to say
that. And that punctures a canoe?
That punctures the balloons that fly away, holding a small picture of a recently deceased person.
This is a weird scam. This is a weird thing you made.
Well, the first thing I do is I take the picture that falls down and I mail it to the family that just lost that person, right? And then I put a little ransom note and they're like, "Hey, I hire them for my business." And if they don't agree to work for my company, I then say that there's more dead people that don't even know about that I could tell them about.
I'm gonna play this back for you, and the reason I let you finish is because you said you've been sick for 2 weeks. Uh-huh. Dude, the chlamydia is moving to your brain. You need to go to a doctor because that was insane. You definitely your brain is definitely crazy infected with chlamydia because that was the most crazy thing you've ever said.
It's not a fully assembled thought, but you know, it's the passion's there.
In the same way that a box covered in sand is not a fully assembled version of something you bought in a box. Yes, that was not a fully assembled thought.
Can I just say, if the world was Zelda, Radio Shack would be Ganondorf. That's my last thought of the day.
Well, let's analyze it. If the world was Zelda,
uh-huh,
Radio Shack would be Ganondorf. Now, so I guess you're assuming we're in the timeline in which Ganondorf is defeated, because of course Radio Shack is bankrupt. So yeah. either you haven't checked up on your references, or and also Radio Shack, that really menacing big brother power that sold us cheap and affordable RC toys.
They've menaced me many times.
What? I will let you 4 minutes on my episode to talk about what Radio Shack has done to you.
All right.
What has Radio Shack ever done to you?
All right. The first time, which I guess would be like the Oracle of Seasons version of what happened to me.
Just do one nerd thing at a time, dork. Okay? Talk about Radio Shack. Don't also talk about Zelda.
Okay. One time, I went to Radio Shack to buy an HD TV antenna because all TV antennas were going defunct. So you had to get the HD antennas, right? I go there, buy an antenna, bring it home, no antenna. Empty box. It was just an empty box. And it had like a little thing inside that's supposed to hold an antenna, had instructions for an antenna, no antenna. That's the first horseshit thing Radio Shack did to me.
If that had happened to me, I would have set it up. Like, I would have just put it on the TV. I'm being so honest with you right now. I've been like, I guess it's HD now. And what's amazing is that HD changeover never happened. So,
what are you talking about? It happened?
Not really in the way that they said it would, in the way that you probably bought that antenna for. Most likely you were installed with a cable box before the actual antenna still worked.
Yeah, there was something about a cable box. Yeah.
Right. So eventually, what ended up happening was that was sort of a stupid plan, and none of the HD antennas worked. And so what really happened was they kept the feed on until everyone was changed over to cable boxes, which broadcasted a HD signal or a digital signal as opposed to using the analog radio waves, which we were supposed to change over for emergency services. I don't know if that actually ever happened.
Second time Radio Shack fucked me. And this is just like a...
By the way, Ganondorf, if you've never played this video game, is this evil guy who at one point like darkens the sky with doom and evil and gloom and kidnaps a princess. In Deepu's mind, one of the things that Ganondorf would do is give you an empty box with all the accessories and a pretty good return policy. Shut up. I'm not listening to the second story. It's ridiculous.
I think people agree with me. Radio Shack has been a terrible place for a long time, and good riddance. Good riddance.
Mostly all they did was sell different sizes of wires and accessories to home phones. I don't know what you think they did. Hey, Deepu.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Add.
Oh, go to audibletrial.com/go to hell to download.
Say it happier.
Go to audibletrial.com/go to hell and get a free audiobook.
Say it like you have a terrible secret.
Psst, come here.
Okay.
Shh. Hey. Go to audibletrial.com and get a free audiobook.
No, this is just a normal secret. I want it like this. Like, hey, Deepu, go to audibletrial.com/go to hell and never come back.
Why? What will I see there?
What will I see? Free audiobooks at audibletrial.com/go to hell.
Will I also see...
Oh, Jesus, my alarm. Jesus.
Will I also be support... Oh, by the way, that is so strange that... You know, you tried to be so secretive, but then your Christmas ringtone went off.
You can only be so secretive at one time.
That's true.
Why isn't that part of Do Not Disturb? Fuck me! My alarms to go off! Just end this episode.